The area of low pressure and frontal system that brought rain to the area yesterday and last night has pushed off to our east. Rainfall amounts exceeded 1 inch in some locations, and now we're looking at dry weather and high pressure settling into New York and western New England. It's a pleasant day across our area. We see sunshine mixing with just a few clouds, and our temperatures are running mainly in the 40s and 50s this afternoon. Moving into tonight, we will keep the sky mainly clear to partly cloudy. Temperatures will chill down into the 20s to around 30 degrees. The wind will be light and there is no precipitation in the forecast. Working into the day tomorrow, high pressure will continue to be in control, so we're looking for partly sunny skies. Temperatures tomorrow will be a few degrees cooler. The cool air is kind of lagging behind the front, and that's why today is going to be a little bit warmer than it will be tomorrow. Temperatures tomorrow will be generally in the 40s. A few spots south of Albany may nudge the 50-degree mark as we go through the day, and we're looking for partly sunny skies as we head through the first half of the weekend. By tomorrow night and Sunday, another front will approach, so we will bring clouds back into the picture as we go through tomorrow night. There is the chance for some scattered rain and snow shower activity through Saturday night into mainly Sunday morning, though even into Sunday afternoon we may see a few leftover rain or snow showers primarily across the higher elevations. In other areas, we'll see some nice breaks of sunshine develop as we go through the second half of the day on Sunday, and temperatures on Sunday will be similar or just a bit cooler than Saturday, running mainly in the 40s, though some of the higher elevations may hold in the upper 30s. By early next week, there will be a rather substantial storm that ends up riding along that front as it pushes out into the ocean. At this point, indications are that that storm will stay far enough offshore to not impact us here in New York and western New England, though it's possible it may clip eastern portions of New England with clouds or even a round of precipitation. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy, low in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy, low in the 20s to around 30. For tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the 40s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and Interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy, low 28 to 36. For tomorrow, partly sunny, high 45 to 50. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy, low in the 20s to around 30. For tomorrow, partly sunny, high 45 to 50. Region-wide on Sunday, variably cloudy, a chance of scattered rain and snow showers, high in the 40s to near 50, some 30s in the mountains. And on Monday, a mixture of sun and clouds, some scattered lake effect rain and snow showers are possible, with highs in the mid-30s to lower 40s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.